Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So there's a big trial going on right now. Don't worry, you're not going to know about it because we bury things like this in the freest country in the world, right? Our media doesn't actually do their job because you don't need to know that the former Hillary Rodham Clinton campaign manager testified in the Sussman trial, and the Clinton campaign manager testified that Hillary Clinton personally approved dissemination of the Trump-Russia hoax to the media. That is what was said in the United States courthouse this week. How is it that this isn't breaking news? Because why would we tell you about this, right? Remember, this campaign story is from back in 2016. We've moved on. It was 4 years ago. This isn't any of your interest. You don't care about this story, right? Because the media has decided this is a non-important story. So what if Hillary Clinton's campaign manager testified that Hillary Clinton personally approved the Trump-Russia hoax? Who cares if her lawyer for the Clinton campaign was lying to the FBI? Because it's 4 years ago now, right? This is old news. Who cares if this information was used to impeach Donald Trump and try to overthrow the will of the people? Because, hey, it's 4 years ago, right? We tried a coup attempt in the United States of America. The government was involved. The FBI was involved. The CIA was involved. The deep state was all over this. And they tried to overthrow the will of the people. Who cares? It was 4 years ago. It didn't work, right? It was also used to undermine Donald Trump for 4 years. You could argue that it did work. Just 4 years late. Imagine if Donald Trump didn't have to deal with impeachment. Imagine if Donald Trump didn't have to deal with the constant attacks and slandering and fake investigations on Capitol Hill from Adam Schiff and others who knew that they were going after the president on an actual lie. They knew they were going after a president every single day based on information that was created out of thin air from the Hillary Clinton campaign. Imagine how that could have changed Donald Trump's presidency. The question I ask is, would Donald Trump still be the president if it wasn't for the constant undermining and lying and the propaganda that was coming not only from our media, but from the entire Democratic Party and the deep state? Because if you look at it from that perspective, it should be a pretty big news story that the Hillary Clinton campaign manager has thrown Hillary Clinton under the bus and said she personally approved the dissemination of the Trump-Russia hoax to the media, knowing that she was telling all of you a lie.
There was a little bit of surprise in the courtroom when Robbie Mook, the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign manager, just answered a question casually that she personally approved sending that story to the media. As you mentioned, it deals with an allegation or an accusation about the Trump organization, not the Trump campaign, but the Trump organization having a back channel to a Russian bank named Alpha Bank, which has some ties to the Kremlin, some Russian oligarchs that are close with Vladimir Putin. So to give everyone a little bit of a backstory on this story, because it is complicated, there are a lot of twists and turns. Hillary Clinton had a campaign attorney named Michael Sussman. He is on trial right now behind me in federal court because in September 2016, he went to his friend, who happened to be the general counsel at the FBI, a man named James Baker, and Sussman said, I have some information linking the Trump organization to a Russian-based bank via a back channel, via a computer server. James Baker took the information at the FBI. The FBI investigated. They found out there was nothing to it, Kaylee, as you mentioned. Hillary Clinton's team at the campaign also found out about that information. And we are learning today via Robbie Mook, the campaign manager. She personally was briefed on this allegation about the Russian bank and Trump organization. And she said, okay, go ahead, give it to the media. And that's where we are right now. Sussman is charged with one count of providing a false statement to the FBI. The trial's been going on for a week. It's expected to continue another week. But again, definitely a little bit of a surprise in the courtroom, I think, from not only the government, but the defense when Robbie Mook went ahead and admitted that Clinton herself gave the go-ahead for disseminating that story, which turned out to be false.
So let's take it from there. If it was false, right, which turned out to be false, we know that Hillary Clinton knew that it was false the entire time because we know that Hillary Clinton was the one that created the story. We know that from tracing the money. We know the Russian disinformation campaign originated from Hillary Clinton, from her campaign. It was made out of thin air. It never was a possibility of it being true because they created the lie. Well, if you think that this country is going to be a country where we have free and fair elections, you're wrong based on what they were able to do in 2016 and in 2020. What also should concern you about this jury trial is this is what we also have found out. Three Clinton donors are on the Sussman jury in Washington, D.C. That's right, as many as three donors to Hillary Clinton's past presidential campaign. I want to make this clear. We're not talking about voters, okay? So get that out of your mind. I want to explain the difference here because the media, when this story broke, they had to deal with it a little bit. And they acted like it's, well, of course you're going to have people that supported Hillary Clinton on the jury, right? Of course you are. The country's divided. 50-50 was the argument that was being made on TV this week. Well, I mean, you're naturally going to have some people that voted for Hillary Clinton on the campaign. You couldn't have the deck stacked against Sussman, right? You couldn't have this happen. All right, how many of you, think about this, have actually given money to a political campaign in your lifetime? The majority of Americans never write a check in politics, okay? The majority don't. In fact, the majority of people that I know, and I'm in the political world, have not donated money to presidential campaigns. They may have donated to a family member or friend that was running for office locally. But it is the percentage of Americans that actually write a check and donate to someone's campaign is extremely low. And the fact that we have three donors out of nine jurors that donated money, not voted, donated to Hillary Clinton's past presidential campaigns and are member of the jury in this trial of the former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman in Washington, D.C., who faced the sole charge of lying to the FBI, is insanely corrupt. Prosecutors working with a special counsel, John Durham, contend that Sussman concealed his work for the campaign when passing along information to the FBI about an alleged link between then-candidate Donald Trump and Russia's Alpha Bank. The Alpha Bank claim was found to be baseless. The witness said this week that Sussman's alleged deception gave him status as a confidential source, confidential informant, that meant FBI agents could not ask further questions about the basis for his allegations. But all of the testimony, including the explosive claim by former Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook that Hillary Clinton herself personally approved the leak of the Alpha Bank theory to the media, may be for, well, not given the makeup of the jury, could actually get away with it. New York Times recently reported, quote, special counsel John Durham's team objected to putting one Clinton contributor on the panel after the man said he would strive for impartiality as best I can. As best I can? Another Hillary Clinton donor, a former bartender who appeared to be in her 20s, said she'd also donated to progressive firebrand AOC. It was put on the jury after a Sussman defense lawyer told her that neither Clinton nor President Donald Trump were on trial and asked if she could be impartial. And another woman who appeared to be in her 40s says she likely donated to Clinton's 2016 campaign, but, quote, wasn't entirely sure. So let me get this straight. You wrote a check to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, but you can't be entirely sure that you wrote that check to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, and you're on the jury? In fact, another juror had a husband who worked on Clinton's first failed presidential campaign in 2008, but was not struck down. So this is someone that not just advocated, actually worked on Hillary Clinton's first campaign in 08. Writing in the Hill newspaper, George Washington University legal scholar Jonathan Turley observed that Sussman had received indulgences that were denied to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who was prosecuted for the same exact crime that was just charged with Sussman, lying to the FBI.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The criminal trial of the Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman began this week with a telling warning from prosecutors to the D.C. jury. Quote, whatever your political views might be, they cannot be brought to your decisions. The opening statement by Deborah Shaw reflected the curious profile of the Sussman case. Prosecutors ordinarily have a massive advantage with juries despite the presumption of innocence. When pleas are counted, federal prosecutors can report as high as a 95% conviction rate. However, with Sussman, prosecutors clearly have concern over whether they, rather than the defendant, will get a fair trial. Sussman's trial for allegedly lying to the FBI is being heard in the same District of Columbia federal courthouse. The same courthouse, folks, where former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and others face the very same charge brought by another special counsel. The cases, however, could not be more different. Whereas Flynn's prosecution was a no-holds-bar affair, Sussman's prosecution has been undermined by a series of unfavorable rulings by the court. Welcome to the deep state, folks. Pay attention. Special Prosecutor Durham still may be able to eke out a conviction, but the difference in the treatment of Trump and Clinton associates is striking. Sussman is charged under 18 U.S.C. 1001 with lying to the FBI during a meeting with then FBI General Counsel James Baker, when he, quote, came forward with what he claimed was evidence of possible covert communications between the Trump Organization and Alpha, a Russian bank. Sussman allegedly concealed that he was representing the Clinton campaign, which he billed for his efforts in these meetings with the FBI. That is undisputed evidence. It's clear. It's obvious. It happened. He lied to the FBI, and he said, in fact, when he made contact with the FBI, that he was there not representing anyone and on his own as an American citizen trying to save America, right? Shaw told the jury that the FBI should not be used as a political tool for anyone, not Republicans, not Democrats, not anyone. She then added that the jurors themselves, it's the judge talking, should not use this trial for their own political judgments. Looking at the jury box, one can understand Shaw's unease. During jury selection, one juror admitted he was a Clinton donor. It can only promise to, quote, strive for impartiality as best I can. You think that guy's going to do what's right for America? I'm going to go with probably not. Prosecutors obviously objected to him being seated, but the judge, Christopher Cooper, overruled them. In another exchange, a former bartender and donor to far left representative, socialist communist AOC, was told by a Sussman defense lawyer that neither Clinton nor Trump were on trial. And then asked if she could be impartial, she responded yes, knowing that, which might suggest she would not be impartial if the campaigns were a part of the trial. Other jurors, including a woman who said she thought she was a Clinton donor, but could not remember. A juror whose husband worked for the 2008 Clinton campaign. And a juror who believes the legal system is racist and police departments should be defunded are all seated on the jury. To be sure, D.C. voters chose Clinton over Trump in 2016 by a breathtaking margin, 90.9% to 4.1%. While liberal and Democratic jurors still can be fair and impartial, Judge Cooper has seated a couple of jurors who seem to struggle with the concept of impartiality. The most notable aspect of the trial is that it will be missing context. Durham contends that Sussman was no rogue lawyer. After the Mueller investigation, Durham's team revealed information about how people affiliated with the Clinton campaign allegedly funded, developed, and spread their false collusion claim accusation. In fact, on July 28th, 2016, then CIA Director John Brennan briefed President Obama on Hillary Clinton's alleged plan to tie Donald Trump to Russia as, quote, a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server, quote, unquote. That is the CIA Director John Brennan briefing Barack Obama that Hillary Clinton's campaign is going to lie. I just want you to know this. How much worse does it get? How about this? Obama reportedly was told how Clinton allegedly approved, quote unquote, approved a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal, a fake scandal, claiming interference by the Russian security service. That was 3 days before the FBI's collusion investigation was initiated. If you think we're the freest country in the world, you're wrong. And all of this proves just how corrupt our government is. This appears to have been an all-Washington effort, assisted by key figures associated with a liberal think tank, then Democratic members of Congress, both on the House and the Senate side, and their hardcore liberal allies in the media. However, it was the role of lawyers directly from Hillary Clinton's office that were directed by Hillary Clinton, like Sussman, to attract the FBI and Durham's interest. Durham contends that in addition to allegedly lying to the FBI, which is exactly what Sussman did, lying to Baker during their meeting, that Sussman also sent a text message to Baker the night before the meeting reading, quote, Jim, it's Michael Sussman. I have something time sensitive and sensitive I need to discuss. Do you have a availability for a short meeting tomorrow? Question mark. Then he lies. Same guy that's billing Hillary Clinton's campaign for this text message and for the time in the meeting he's requesting. He says, quote, I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of a client or company. Want to help the Bureau? Thanks. So this guy's acting like he's a patriot, yet he's billing Hillary Clinton's campaign for the text messages and the following meeting with the FBI. He lies and says he's acting on behalf of the country. He's saying he's a patriot that wants to help the Bureau. Now, what's also scary about this text message, and I still want to know this, how often did Michael Sussman text message the FBI saying he's got information on behalf of a client or a company? How many different times has the FBI been weaponized by the Democratic campaign? Because clearly this isn't the first time that he sent a text message to the top person at the FBI. How do we know this? Because he's having to distinguish clearly between other meetings and when he's gone to the FBI on behalf of a client or on behalf of a company. Now, notably, the campaign's law firm was accused by some journalists of hiding the campaign's role in financing the infamous Steele dossier, which provided the basis for the collusion story. The Federal Election Commission recently fined the campaign for using the firm to hide those payments. That's a fact. The FEC has fined the Hillary Clinton campaign for doing something that was illegal. The Durham team argued that Sussman alleged lying to the FBI was not just some passing admission, but a knowing pattern of deceit.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
That is why one of the first witnesses expected to be called by the prosecution was Mark Ellis. That's Sussman's former law partner and the Clinton campaign's general counsel. Ellis is not charged with any crime, but at least one reporter has claimed Ellis denied the campaign's connection to the Steele dossier. Judge Cooper has stressed that this trial cannot be about the Clinton campaign per se, but the specific lie that was told. He specifically barred Durham from arguing that there was a, quote, joint venture in deception with the Clinton campaign. The judge sharply limited the evidence that Durham can present, which, in the words of Politico, spares the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee potential embarrassment, quote, unquote. That's how Politico put it. And without the broader context, the prosecution could sound like a play without a plot, just characters and insular acts. The first witnesses included FBI agents who told the jury that the claims passed along by Sussman didn't make sense, quote unquote, and that the collusion theory was rejected within days of looking at the underlying data. However, Cooper warned that he will keep a tight rein on prosecutors delving into how the underlying data was produced or managed through the campaign. So let me get this straight. Just to recap what's actually happening in the courtroom that no one is reporting on. That the FBI, the first witness that comes out of this, included FBI agents, plural, who told the jury that the claims passed on by the Clinton campaign by Michael Sussman, their guy, didn't make sense, and that the collusion theory was rejected within days of looking at the data. And yet for 4 years, we weaponized this information and we use it to undermine and to actually impeach the president of the United States of America. Now, the scary part is this is not the only blow that was delivered to the prosecution by the court. The judge also refused prosecution access to evidence. And while allowing access to some emails between the campaign and the opposition research firm, which they hired to make this crap up, these lies up about Donald Trump, the judges barred their introduction at trial due to the lack to the late request, quote unquote, from the prosecutors. If you don't think this entire trial is stacked against getting a conviction, because a conviction would mean that people would have to admit and have to cover that Hillary Clinton authorized all this, that the FBI was in on all this, the CIA was in on all of this, and that the entire time that we were impeaching Donald Trump, that everybody around it knew that it was a lie and did it anyway to try to overthrow the will of the people. This was clearly a coup attempt by the Democratic Party in Washington to say to the American people, we don't care that more than half of you voted for Donald Trump. We are going to decide who the president is. You are not. And we're willing to throw people in jail like General Flynn and anyone else and try to put Donald Trump in prison. Don't forget, they advocated and said that was their real goal, but certainly to kick him out of office, to have him leave the White House in disgrace so they could take back control of the government at the highest level. These are the same people that allowed for the spying on the president of the United States of America. And when he said it, people said he was crazy and psychotic to imply that his campaign was spied on. The same people that said that Donald Trump was a Russian stooge were actually the people connecting themselves with the Russians. And I go back to one part that was mentioned in the story, that is mentioned in court, that is a fact in court. All of this early on was all this info was being briefed to President of the United States of America, Barack Obama. And he knew it was a lie. And he knew that Hillary Clinton, who used to work for him at the State Department, right, as a Secretary of State, was lying and was framing Donald Trump for a crime for which he did not commit. And he didn't stop it, and he didn't tell his government that he's in charge of at the Justice Department, the DOJ, or the FBI, to make sure that this doesn't happen. You want to know the other part of this story? This is the other part of that story. The the president of the United States of America, a man who knew what was happening, knew how it was happening, knew exactly why it was happening, and knew early on in 2016, while the campaign was happening, he knew that it was all a lie, and he could have stopped it, and he didn't. The president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, could have stepped in and said to the FBI, hey, shut this down. It's clearly a bad decision. It's not good for the country. It's undermining the country. It's also based on lies. I need you to shut it down. He could have said that. He didn't. I wonder why. Why do you think he said, no, just kidding, keep going? Why do you think he turned and looked the other way? Because he hated Donald Trump too, and he said, go. He also knew that he was spying on then-candidate Donald Trump. His government was spying. Our government, the United States government, was spying on Donald Trump. And he sanctioned it and advocated. He was in on it too. So when you hear people tell you that Donald Trump was a terrible person and they did all these things, remind them of who actually did all of the horrible things. Remind him who the corrupt people actually are in this scenario. Remind them that it wasn't just Hillary Clinton. It was the entire Democratic Party, first and foremost, that did this. It was the entire deep state of the United States government that did this under the direction of the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama. Barack Obama was in on this. In fact, without Barack Obama, none of this, based on the testimony, would have ever been allowed to happen. None of it. Hillary Clinton could not have pulled this off if it wasn't for Barack Obama knowing about it and then looking the other way. Yes, Hillary Clinton is a horrible human being. She is a terrible woman. She is a terrible woman that decided to literally overthrow the will of the people and try to overthrow an election. But you can't just look at that, folks, okay? You can't just look at that to be very clear, you can't just look at it and not realize that Barack Obama was a part of it too. Barack Obama knew what was happening. He said, yep, let's keep going. The treatment is clear. The treatment that we're giving to Sussman is in stark contrast to how Trump associates were treated in the same exact court in Washington, D.C. In the Flynn trial, Judge Cooper's colleague, Judge Sullivan, conducted a series of bizarre hearings, including one in which he used the courtroom flag as a prop to accuse Flynn of being an unregistered agent of a foreign country while serving as a national security advisor. That's what happened in the same courthouse. They also used it to suggest that Flynn could be charged with treason, crimes that were actually not brought against him. Sullivan then declared, quote, I cannot assure you that if you proceed today, you will not receive a sentence of incarceration. I am not hiding my disgust and my disdain, quote unquote. Likewise, another judicial colleague, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, refused to grant Trump associate Roger Stone a new trial despite disturbing reports of juror bias in that trial. And while the judge in Flynn's case was eager to remove obstacles from the prosecution's path, the judge in Sussman's case seemed to have created a virtual obstacle course for the Durham team. And Durham, by the way, may not be able to jump the legal hurdles. He will do it, by the way. If he does actually win this thing, he'll have to do it without much of the evidence needed to put out a clear conspiracy from the Hillary Clinton campaign as well as the FBI. This is a tale of two different courtrooms, a tale of two different cities. For a prosecutor in D.C. that can say, hey, I want the best venue and I'm going to pull this off. And I go back to looking at what that FBI said in that first witness from the FBI or witnesses from the FBI. They made it clear. Hillary Clinton said we should do this and they knew it was crap and they did it anyway. And what's the media doing today? Not telling you any of this. Now, please take this info I just gave you. Get our podcast, share it. Because every American needs to understand what's happening in this trial and what they're admitting to in this trial. They have admitted a lot. The FBI has admitted that they lied and cooked the books. The Clinton campaign has admitted now. The campaign manager has said Hillary Clinton ordered this. She knew it was a lie. And the FBI has also said that the top people in our government at the CIA, John Brennan, and the FBI actually did something which is shocking. They went to Barack Obama. They told Barack Obama what the plan of Hillary Clinton was, and he knew it was all based on lies. And he looked the other way.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.